Okay, welcome to today's episode, and as always, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you clicking the button and pushing play and saying, hey, what the hell does this guy even have to say? Sometimes I question myself, and sometimes I don't. So anyways, I hope to bring some value today. Today I'm going to talk about four ways to move people. I'm going to do it with a twist. Now, these are the four ways that I've heard and learned from my coaches and mentors, and so I want to share them with you. And again, I'm going to put a massive twist on this. So before we get started, just a reminder, if you need to or want to adjust the speed on this podcast, you can go to your settings and you can adjust the speed accordingly, however you like. And then we'll get rolling. So before that, I'm going to leave you with this, and I will see you in just a minute. Okay, we're back, and let's go ahead and jump right into it. So I'm going to talk about, like I said, I'm going to talk about the four ways to move people. When I say move people, that could be, you know, it could be taken a few different ways. Whether you are working in a company as a leader of any kind, whether you're a manager or a business partner, business owner, or maybe just leading people at home. We want to move people to take the actions that are best, not only for them, for their growth, but it could be also their growth within either your organization or at home or whatever it might be. So this sort of my point to saying all of that is this could be used in a lot of different contexts. Now, I said I'm going to put a twist on this. So four ways to move people. Here's the twist. Four ways to move myself. Four ways to move myself. It's the same ways. However, I know that if I can learn how to move others, I better be learning how to move myself, right? I better be doing the things that I'm preaching, right? I got an email today from Andy Frisella, the creator of 75 Hard. And he said, you know, if you wake up daily feeling like shit and you're out there preaching ways to crush it, that's probably, and you're not doing it, and you're not doing what you're preaching, that's probably why you're feeling like shit. It's just being out of alignment, right? So it's like, well, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. I know what to do, I'm not doing it, but I'm going to tell others how to do it. So here's my twist, right? I'm going to be solely talking about how to move myself. And again, it's the same four. So the four ways, starting with the least effective. So I'm going to go from least effective to most effective, in my opinion. All right. So number four would be fear. How do I get my ass to move using fear? So that could look a lot of different ways. That could be fear of loss, which would be a big one, right? So loss of, let's say loss in a relationship, right? I'm going to have to move to be better so I don't lose my relationship, right? Maybe I need to move myself to eat better so I don't lose my health. Maybe I better move myself to physically move myself so I don't lose my muscle, right? Maybe I need to move myself to make the phone calls so I don't lose my income, right? So there's a lot of things, and see, this could be the easiest way, right? Is the easiest way the most effective? I don't think so. And I think when you see this order of things, you might agree with me. You may or may not agree with me, but I think most of you will. What's easy to do typically isn't the most effective thing to do. So I think it's easy to lead with fear. And at any time, you can flip this around and think about how many times have people told you that. Or have you told people that when we go through these four different means of moving people? So number four being fear. Number three being achievement. Right? How do I move myself through achievement? So I hit a goal, praise, right? Accolades. Patting myself on the back. Good job. putting the X's on the calendars, on the calendar, right? You know what I mean? Like, have you ever done, like, either, well, probably a good reference would be, like, a workout program, and you print out the calendar, you put it up on the mirror. I did this. You put it up on the mirror, and you put an X through your days after you complete them, right? I did that 10 years ago with P90X. And I would cross off the days that I did my workout, and you can constantly look at that. And what it does is it gives you a reflection of all the good stuff you've done, right? So at the end of the week, you can look at the end of the month, at the end of the week, at the end of the day, we can look back at the things that we've done and pat ourselves on the back, right? And give ourselves the, you know, acknowledgement that we deserve for kicking ass, because we all do, right? We all deserve that. So that's number three. Number two is responsibility, right? So if we're going to level up from fear to achievement, the next one's going to be responsibility, self-responsibility. Now that's a huge uptick from fear. It's a pretty big uptick to go from fear to achievement. I mean, it takes some growth. It takes some work to move yourself, right? But number two, it's a big one. Self-responsibility. And that's looking in the mirror, right? That's looking in the mirror and being honest about what my responsibilities are to myself, to my wife, to my kids, to my mentors, to my coaches, to my business partners, to my friends. What is my responsibility as a man to all of those people, including myself? And when I become crystal clear on what that responsibility is, I move. I don't need fear. I don't need achievements. I know my responsibilities because I've had that hard fucking conversation in the mirror. And trust me, it's hard. If you've never had it, I hope you do. And when you do, set your expectations that it's going to be hard and it's going to suck. But it'll be worth it, I promise. And those of you who have had the hard conversations in the mirror, you know what I'm talking about. And if you have had one hard conversation in the mirror, be prepared, you'll have more. Because if you had a hard conversation in the mirror and it moved you, you'll do it again and again and again. Because like I said earlier, that level in these four different means of moving someone or moving ourselves, that level is far above achievement and fear. You will move a lot more in your life. You will do a lot more things in your life. You will accomplish a lot more things in your life. You will hit more goals in your life through that tough conversation of responsibility in the mirror than you ever have with achievement and fear. So the last one, number one, most important, is love. And that might sound a little bit, oh, la la la, oh great, here we go, self-love. Here's the thing. No one succeeds in life on their own. No one. There's no one who has achieved at a super high level in life on their own. And if we know this to be true, then what does that mean? That means that we have had, if we're achieving at a high level, or anyone who is achieving at a high level, or if you want to be achieving at a high level, it's going to take relationships. And when I say relationships, I don't mean just knowing somebody. Because I know lots of people, you know lots of people. However, does just knowing people open doors in your life, like the big doors. Here's where I'm going with this. In order to have solid relationships with other people, you need to love other people. And honestly, they need to love you. And in my opinion, whether you agree or not, there's no way, impossible, to love someone else or for someone else to love you if you don't love yourself. Let me use the correct language. It is impossible for me to love anyone else to a level that matters and makes a difference. It is impossible for anyone else to love me to a level that matters and makes a difference for me if I don't love myself. So someone might say, or you might say, or I've said in the past, okay, so I love myself, so now what? I think we will know if we're full of shit with that statement if we've done number two. If we've had that responsibility conversation in the mirror, we're going to know if we truly love ourselves. Here's why. How would you treat someone that you truly love? Let's take your closest family member, whether it be your kids, it could be a sibling, it could be your spouse, it could be a parent. Do you treat them, the closest one, better than you treat yourself? Do you want more for them than you want for yourself? And it might sound noble to say, yes, of course, I want more for them. I want more for them. But what do they want from you? Do they want from you for you to want for them more? Or would they rather you want for you more so that you can be a better person, so that you can pour more of your true self into them? If they want more love from you, you have to love yourself more. If anyone wants more love from me, I have to love myself more. So what that looks like to me is self-care. Something that I practice daily. I don't always get everything in. I'm not perfect, but I'm in the pursuit. I'm in the pursuit of daily self-care to the best that I can. So what that looks like to me is getting up early. I enjoy the mornings. I enjoy watching the sunrise. It's one beautiful thing that I can put myself in front of every single day. If I want to, I can do it. Right? So I like to get up early. I like to have my time, quiet time with myself. I like to journal. I like to read. I like to meditate. I like to work out. That's a ton of self-care that didn't exist for me in the past. However, I love myself enough that I know that self-care makes a difference. It makes a huge difference in relationships. If you think about a relationship that you might have right now with someone else that may be achieving at a higher level than you, and I hope that you have relationships like that. I hope that you have relationships that are, you feel that sometimes you're punching above your weight class. Like, wow, this person is really crushing it. And I don't mean just know somebody. I mean have a relationship with them. If you have a relationship with them, if you're close enough to know them a little bit, do you think that they practice self-care? And if the answer is yes, how much self-care do they practice? And if the answer is a lot, and you look at them and you think that you're punching above their weight class, success leaves clues. They love themselves. They've led themselves with fear. They've led themselves with achievement. They've led themselves with a hard responsibility conversation in the mirror. And now they lead themselves with love. So I've seen all that through other people. I've seen all that through mentors, coaches, friends, relationships, and I've seen it with myself. I've gone through those four stages. I continue to go through the four stages. I will use all four of those stages. I don't think they're necessarily like where you have to start, where you have to end, but I believe that you go, that you use all of those means of moving ourselves to some degree. And I believe that they go in that order from least effective to most effective. So that was my twist. And if you like to twist it back, then you can. And I don't think it's a wrong thing. If you're in a leadership position, if you're taking charge of an organization, if you're taking charge of a company, if you're required to move people in order to achieve success for you and those people, for the team, for the organization, if you need to move people, then you can use those four different means to move them. And the more that we have, or let's say the higher the awareness that we have of each means of moving someone, our perspective will be better of where we're at and what we need to do to be better. So I hope that helps you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your time. It's one thing that you can never give back, so it means the most to me. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.